The band Crosby, Stills, and Nash returns to Connecticut tonight for a concert at the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford. From time to time, Neil Young plays with the group, but he's ruled out a future reunion. Graham Nash, however, holds out that he hopes that will still happen. He spoke recently with WNPR's Tucker Ives. Years ago, Graham Nash described the demographics of the band's audience at live shows as between 14 and 42 years old. Tucker asked him about the demographics of his audience today.
An amazing amount of younger people coming to see our show. I think it's a reaction to two things. One, the influence of their parents on them musically. And I think that the younger kids are really screaming for reality.
One morning I woke up and I knew you were gone.
Do you ever feel like the price of tickets, and it's not looking at ticket prices for your shows, it's definitely not as high as some are. Do you ever, especially with the Grateful Dead finale coming up in Chicago, a lot has been made about the price of tickets and it being a barrier to access for a lot of people, for a lot of really big fans. Do you feel like ticket prices are a barrier at all to reaching new audiences that you might not otherwise reach out to?
I think so. And I think that we've always consciously kept our ticket prices very, very reasonable. The Grateful Dead have always been an enigmatic group. I think two things. I think it's a shame that they're doing it because it's not the true Grateful Dead without Jerry. At the same time, I know the Dead have a lot of fans and will clamor to see any kind of representation of the band. So it's both good and bad in my view.
Last year, you released the very long-awaited, I think it's safe to say, the CSNY 1974 box set.
Yes.
I saw you have described it as the most difficult project you've ever done. Why was that?
It was difficult from this point of view. We did, 30-odd stadium shows. We only multi-tracked, I think, eight or nine. And so we only had eight or nine shows that we could really choose from. So my job as a producer was to sonically put you in a great place, in a great hall, and think that you are listening to one concert. And with every venue being a different size, a different echo, a different sound ambience, to marry them all together to make you believe that you were sitting at one great show was the most difficult thing.
From your memoir that you released a few years ago, what I noticed about when you, David Crosby, and Stephen Stills first met was how you guys clicked upon meeting and actually playing for the first time. That you actually kind of came into it as the third member of the group, right?
Yeah, I was the third part. I'd come from London to be with Joni for a few days. David and Stephen were at her house. David said to Stephen, hey, play Willie that song that you sang, You Don't Have to Cry. They sang it. I loved it. I asked them to do it again. I loved it even more. I asked them to do it a third time, and I had my harmony down. And whatever the sound that Crosby, Stills, and Nash has vocally was born within the first minute of us singing together.
You don't have to cry.
A great band, and I certainly hope that Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young get it together and play again.
What keeps you guys going? Why do you go through all this to stay together?
Look at the music that we have created together in the last 40 odd years. Look how much that music has affected people. Look how much that music is loved. Why would we not want to do that?
Tin soldiers and Nixon coming.
The only reason that we can do that is that we are close as friends and we are pretty smart as human beings. And we know that by far the best thing about us is the music. It's not about who stabbed who in the back or who did this or who argued about that. That's all meaningless. And I feel sure that if CSNY ever got back together, we would have a lot of incredible music to make.
All right, Crosby, Stills, and Nash plays at the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford tonight. You can find out more information at livenation.com. Graham Nash, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Tucker. Thank you so much.
Graham Nash spoke with WNPR's Tucker Ives. This is WNPR News.